This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, well, most days, here's what I do.
You'd be right, Mike. But not today. Scott Hennin is off today. It is Friday. I'm Kevin Flynn sitting in on What's on Your Mind. Joined by Jammin' Justin, my buddy, Newshound Justin. We've been hanging out, and I said, Scott, you guys were having lunch, and I said, hey, you free next Friday? We're having a boys' day on What's on Your Mind, and Justin said, sure, I'll slide in.
Anytime.
Glad you're here. We had a lot of great conversation in the first hour. I want to catch up on a couple of texts before we link up with Michael Reagan. Mike, of course, Ronald's oldest son. Ron, as we get ready for a week from Sunday, Father's Day, we're going to be catching up with some kids and some really great people. And Michael will be our first one here. More on that, this Trump indictment nonsense. I just consider the source on all of this. It's all coming out of New York. It's all nonsense. One texter said Trump deserves better. These other candidates running for president should get behind him and in a concerted effort fight back with these idiots. I've said that since the beginning, but you can't ignore the primary process. It has to, that's just the way it is. It's like, I don't want it either. I want, he's our guy. He's our guy. He got screwed in 2020. He's our guy. But I think they all will. Once the process plays out, even DeSantis, we'll see, because that's a dream ticket. It's gone long enough, and the American people are sick of it. Totally agree. Screenshot of the Trudeau government continues to insist that wildfires in Canada are the direct result of climate change, even though it's, as it seems, there's a number of mounting video satellite evidence that the eastern fires in Canada started all at the same time, hundreds of miles apart. How does that happen exactly?
Yeah, it seems like a convenient climate change argument.
Yeah, just curious how that, you want to stage a show. Let's see here. Prayers for America. I'm as low as I've ever been, but my faith is still in God and country.
Amen.
Hey, don't rise up. Don't be great. Be a happy warrior.
God told us not to worry.
Be a real warrior. Wake up, stay in the fight. None of this is sustainable in any realm of reality. And a lot of the, I don't care if we're talking about the trans stuff or the LGBT, the alphabet warriors or any of that, to this open border, none of this is sustainable. None of these Orwellian plans. I'm sorry, we know better. They think we don't, but we know better. Another text in. I'm not sorry. I don't play this vote for the lessers of two evils. The cartel, a.k.a. federal government, is criminal, corrupt, and does not give a crap about us. The government will collapse. I'm not going down with the ship. I'm all for state governments to govern themselves, period. That's the convention of states.
Yep.
That's gaining a lot of ground, I think. The more they do this nonsense. Hey, Kev, did you happen to catch Charlie Kirk's show yesterday? He labeled several Republicans who are all talk as sunshine patriots. He was spot on. Also mentioned Governor Burgum as one. I love that phrase. Oh, another sunshine patriot. I did not catch that. I'll have to catch it on the
I usually listen to his show quite a bit, but I did not catch it either.
Yep, Charlie's, I think, going to be in town. I think in the near future he's going to be in Fargo. For a deal going on with TPUSA. Another text. We are where we are because of the poor Republican leadership and lack of principles. The Rhino, the uniparty thing, yes, that goes to that. The Mitt Romneys have got to go. And by the way, on this debt ceiling thing, I'll go back to this. Anytime Chuck Schumer or Hakeem Jeffries are cheering what a great deal it is. We're screwed.
I saw that and I thought, yeah, this wasn't that good a deal.
Yeah. If Chuck Schumer's out there saying how great it is, now you lose. Instagram used to connect networks of pedophiles to child pornography. Oh, I believe that. They all do. The dark web, all of that. And boy, is it, even now with the level of trafficking we're seeing, some of the absolute horror stories that are coming out about these poor people. I mean, more than likely, a family loads up their family and their 14-year-old teenage daughter. Next thing you know, 1, 2, 6, they're separated from their daughter. Who knows where their daughter is. Next thing you know, their daughter is somewhere in the Middle East, you know, gone into the wind. And we're talking tens of thousands of children that have gone. I mean, it's a cabal, the whole thing. I don't know how you say it's not. It says, boys' day again. Break out the cigars, bourbon, and cards. Good show today. You guys do great. Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, Alex and Scott are off today. So, that's usually what we do. Break out the, and my bourbon, by the way, I'm going to give a shout out to a really good bourbon that Metallica started.
Yeah, I heard you talking about this earlier.
Yeah, it's called the band Metallica. They hooked up with a master distiller from Maker's Mark, and it's blackened. It's called, if you like a good bourbon, you're out on the deck at the on the pontoon, whatever, a little bourbon and a cigar. I recommend that highly. Time to talk about our great, as we get ready a week from Sunday, is Father's Day. We're talking about great dads, and one of the great dads in the history of the country is Ronald Reagan, and his oldest son, Michael, joins us now on What's on Your Mind to just talk about his dad and lessons that he learned and taught him over the course of their lives together, and collected. He got a book coming that's out, Lessons My Father Taught Me, The Strength, Integrity, and Faith of Ronald Reagan. Michael Reagan, welcome to What's on Your Mind, sir.
Good to be with you. Thank you very much.
I should say, I believe you've been on before. Welcome back. So, how are you, sir? How's life in the in that particular Reagan household?
My life, my household's great. My God, you know, we're gonna tell you, I'm 78 years old and I'm standing up.
Hey,
you're on the right side.
You are. You're good. I got to tell you, Michael.
It's better to be seen than viewed.
Yeah, exactly. In the early days, and I've always been told that, you know, I do a lot of different impersonations. In my early part of my broadcast career, when your dad got elected, I ended up doing quite well doing impersonations of your father with different morning shows around the country. And I always dreamed of meeting him did a pretty good impersonation of him in the day. And they always said that imitation is the most sincerest form of flattery, so I hope you would take it that way, that I was always a great fan of your father.
Great,
well,
man.
That's great. Very good. I'm glad. Did you make a living doing it? He did.
I made a living being on the radio, but I had a little side hustle going with a few friends that had morning shows, and we'd call in and have some fun at your dad's expense. But he was a great president. I know, looking at a bit of your book here, I haven't had a chance to get into it much. I'm just looking at some of the pretext stuff of it. A great dad, too. He just, what a great man and what a great life.
You know, it's got both sides. You know, you sit there and it becomes present, but you've got to learn to live within it, in reality, and look back. I would say the best times I had with my dad prior to him being in office and after he was in office. Because when you're in office, you've got a lot of other people pulling at your coattails that you've got to be with on a Saturday night or a Friday night or Sunday, whatever it might be. So the greatest time I had with my dad was riding out to the ranch when I was a kid. 8 years old, sitting in the right front seat of a car and listening to him sing the anthems of the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, and listening to him tell me about America and how great it was and talking about all those things. And that all happened prior to that, you know, to him getting into politics, riding horses, shooting ground squirrels, you know, teaching me things, teaching me patience by sitting waiting for a ground squirrel to pop its little head up so I could shoot it. And or swimming, taking me up, picking me up and just throwing me in the deep end of the pool in front of my mother, and my mom going, what the hell are you doing? Because we didn't know what that life jacket is for. So, you know, he'll swim, threw me in the pool, and I told my dad, I guess I swam because I'm here talking to you.
Yeah, you'll either swim or you won't, and that'll save you.
Lifeguard. You know, he's a lifeguard. He saved 77 lives. Of course, he always said, I saved 77 lives on the Rock River. To be honest with you, I think in reality there was some young ladies out there who just wanted to meet a really handsome lifeguard.
Right. And we're talking with Michael Reagan, oldest son of Ronald Reagan, as we get ready for a week from Sunday for Father's Day, just talking about his new book. Let's go back, and because everyone, not everyone, those of us that have been around a while, remember your dad. And your mom, Jane Wyman, you grew up in a Hollywood household. I would imagine that the politics was not much of anything. Your dad was a big time actor, your mom as well. So, and like you said, all of the stuff that in your formative years were well before he ever took office.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, Ronald Reagan and Jane Wyman with the Catch Me Out back in 1940.
Oh, you bet.
I mean, they were the item, if you will, at the time. Mom, you know, won Academy Awards Best Actress in 1948, Best Picture back in 1940s, Best Song in 1951.
Both Bing
Crosby, two stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and Joseph Whitford the Grammys. Dad only had one star. He had to get out of the business.
All right, Michael, hang on. We're up against a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the latter years, and we're talking with Michael Reagan.
History in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennin today, joined by my buddy Justin. I call him News Hound Justin. He's a friend of the show. And we're chatting with Michael Reagan, oldest son of our 40th president, the great Ronald Reagan, about his new book. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I'm not going to make you hungry. I'm not going to. Well, I might make you a little bit. the thing is, Scott always talks about, at every different location of PetroServe, be you in Fargo, Valley City, Harwood, Glendon, you're going to get a great home-cooked lunch, and it's got, you know, they got it to go. So home cooking, grab-and-go convenience all the time. Be at the great, one of the best French dips I've ever had was at Valley City PetroServe, ever. They do flat-top burgers out there that are just killer. Toasted bun, killer. That's the Cafe USA. The 4 for $4 was always my go-to. And I want to give a shout-out to PetroServe for bringing it back. They couldn't bring back the 4 for $4. It's the way the world is right now. But you're still going to get the 4 for $6 is back. That's a personal pan pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce soda, $6, 4 items all day, every day, all the PetroServes. Thank you. I love the lunch specials, but someday I just want that pizza.
Every time I listen to Scott, I get hungry.
I know, so there you go. And there's specials all throughout the stores all the time, and they're hiring. PetroServeUSA.com. We were just talking in the break, Justin and I, we're Michael a little bit. We're talking with Michael Reagan. The new book is called Lessons My Father Taught Me, The Strength, Integrity, and Faith of Ronald Reagan. And Justin made a comment, and you were talking about the foreign policy, and I remember Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall and how critical that was to the world at the time. And
yeah, Michael, and I was going to have you just ask you to expand on just, you know, how he led with foreign policy, because what was so different about him compared to, you know, all of our other presidents, I mean, he was firm with them, right? They, you know, walk softly, carry a big stick, but they were good friends in the end.
Yeah, right now I'm finishing a French dip sandwich.
Hey,
there we go.
Very good.
I can't talk to you. I'm just, my mouth's watering. My dad made friends of enemies, not enemies of friends. And yes, they ended up to be, you know, friends to a point. And they found a way to work together because they had the same goal. And my dad was willing to, give Gorbachev credit. The problem we have today is the people in Washington are all trying to take credit for themselves. And my dad's signage on his desk. No telling what a man can do, what he can accomplish if he doesn't worry who gets the credit. And today, that's not happening. We want all the credit. We pat ourselves on the back for what we've accomplished and never enjoin anybody else. You never hear, you listen to my dad's speeches, you never hear the word I. It's always we. It's always you. It's never I. And he did. He had a relationship he built with Mikhail Gorbachev that built on trust, but verify, if you will, and it made it a better world. But you have the same point. I was talking to a Polish television station a couple of days ago, doing an interview with them for a thing they're doing on Pope John Paul II and my father. And I said, the world was a better place when Ronald Reagan was in it, Pope John Paul was in it, like Valencia was in it, Václav Havel, Helmut Kohl, Margaret Thatcher. We have none of those leaders today are in place. They're all gone. And the world is in turmoil, and the world looks to the United States for leadership. And if there's no leadership in the United States, and you don't have those other cadre of leaders, then you're going to hell in a handbasket. And that's exactly where the world is today. If those people had been in charge, Ukraine would not have been invaded by Putin. Just never would have happened.
No.
But
no.
Because they aren't in charge, and there's nobody to say no, Putin goes into Ukraine and has nothing to worry about because nobody's going to do anything.
No. You know what? You mentioned we're talking to Michael Reagan, oldest son of Ronald Reagan, and you mentioned those leaders back then, Margaret Thatcher, your father, these strong, huge, steadfast personalities. And then you put them next to people that you see today, Joe Biden, Justin Trudeau, Macron, these weak, feeble, I don't know where they came from or I don't know how they got in the positions they got into, but somehow they're there.
They're there, and what happens, you have people in charge who just figure, well, if we're just really nice, you know, everything will be okay.
Right.
That's spot on.
What was my dad's foreign policy? We win, they lose. It's a pretty easy foreign policy.
It really is. It's not, and I think Trump pretty much has the same thing. What would your dad, he has got to be just, I hate to coin a cliche phrase as rolling over in his grave, but this would just, none of this would sit well with him, I gotta imagine.
Well, none of it would. Like, it didn't sit well with Jimmy Carter back in the 1970s in the hospital.
Right.
All the things going on, you know, back then. And remember what they were saying about Ronald Reagan back then? He's a warmonger. He's going to start World War III, going to turn Iran into an ice factory or whatever. All these things they're saying today, people believe they weren't saying it then. Now, the voice wasn't as loud because you didn't have social media in the middle of all this stuff that you do today. But ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, all those stations 24/7 were against Ronald Reagan. But he didn't let it bother him. He laughed it off. He would tell a joke. He'd give you a wink out of his eye. He'd have a smile on his face. And he'd go from there. And so he never had that confrontation like with the media that we have today. Even though he had it, it was a different type of confrontation where ultimately the end result is these people ended up liking him. There were media moguls writing books about him that he was terrible who ended up saying and apologizing for the books they had written about him being terrible because they found out he was really a great guy.
Yeah, literally saved the country, in my humble opinion, when you look back at what accomplished, and maybe had a good hand in keeping the world at bay for World War III at that time, too, with everything that was going on. You had the Soviets invading Afghanistan.
He understood it, and he put good people around him, smart, good people around him who were there for one purpose, and that was for the betterment of America, not the betterment of their own pocketbooks.
Oh, amen.
For America. They didn't worry about what the legacy was. They were worried about what was going to happen to the United States of America. How do we make America strong and make it number one in the world? That shining city on a hill that my dad talked about. You know, that was his goal.
I coin that phrase all the time, the shiny city on the hill. I mean, and you cannot leave the door open and the gate unlocked to the shiny city on the hill. I digress to a border comment there. But, we're chatting with Michael Reagan, oldest son of Ronald Reagan. The book is available everywhere, I'm guessing, Michael?
Yeah, Lessons My Father Taught Me, Amazon. You can go there, Amazon.com, great place to, in fact, get the book. And what have you. And, you know, I tell people, you know, I was lucky to have a father that's loved not only here in the United States, but loved around the world for what he was able to accomplish and the person that, in fact, you know, he was. And so in that way, I'm very, very lucky. And I spent 26 years in your business.
And the listeners listening, I would highly, highly encourage people to go to the Reagan Library, too. My mom lives out by there, and I've been there several times. That is gorgeous.
And Michael, Texter...
I did a tour yesterday.
Oh, there you go. Texter said, not only did we get his great acting career, we got a great president. God bless your father and his memory.
Thank you.
All right, Michael Reagan, thank you, sir, and have a wonderful day. And we'll look. I'm gonna pick up a copy of the book. I look forward to it. And happy Father's Day, you bet. Michael Reagan, on What's on Your Mind? We will get a break. John Hinterrocker, when we return.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update.
I'm deeply troubled to see this. Indictment move forward.
Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking to talk show host Hugh Hewitt on the new indictment of former President Trump. Former Missouri Senator Democrat Claire McCaskill has another opinion.
No one would ever think a president of the United States would be that stupid.
Reports say the former president faces 7 counts in the indictment. He's due to appear at a federal courthouse in Miami Tuesday. starting to get a bit better in the Northeast as much of the smoke from Canada's wildfires is starting to dissipate. Still, air quality alerts remain up for much of the region. Authorities in California are warning you about a new real estate scam. The criminals steal landowners' identities, pose as them, sell their properties for all cash at well below market value, and then disappear, the money scattered to several foreign accounts. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Happy Friday, my friend. This is What's on Your Mind. Scott Hinnon on the vacay break, taking the day off today. Kevin Flynn sitting in, and my buddy Justin decided to slide in as well. Our listener friend, friend of the show,
love the show.
Kind of a news hound, and we were talking a bit more in the break about Ronald Reagan. Man, think about all the stuff that he went through, and that, what he had to. Mostly, what he got the baton he got handed in 1980 after Carter.
Inflation, economy, it's like a lot like now.
Yeah, so there you go. It's What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. John Hinterrocker joins us now from the Center of the American Experiment, doing a lot of work in Minnesota and North Dakota now as well. AmericanExperiment.org, they've got a couple of great events coming up that we're going to talk about. One with Riley Gaines on the women in sports issue that's going on. But we want to kind of focus in, and we, you know, again, North Dakota's got a lot of news going on. Burgum's running. People complain about Kramer and Hovind. I'll trade you, Klobuchar and Tina Smith anytime if you want. I mean, just saying.
Yeah.
There's that. The Minnesota legislature not only went through $18 billion now, the latest headline is that they're going to work some raises in for themselves.
Well, they need to get paid.
They're going to raise taxes. They did all this. They're stifling business by doing this, you know, paid leave deal. And now they're John Hinterrocker. Now, as I understand it, they're going to get raises. Is it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, here they go into the session with an $18 billion surplus, and all of us taxpayers are thinking, well, this is great. You know, surely we'll get some really significant tax cuts. And instead of that, they raised taxes by a net of somewhere between $8 billion and $10 billion over the next several years. Where did it all go? Well, it went to a lot of places, but we found out just today that some of it is going to pay more money to these same legislators that didn't want to give us any tax relief and to their staffs.
Come on, man.
It's like an alternate universe. Have you ever watched Stranger Things on Netflix? I feel like every morning I get up and we're living in the upside down. We're living in some sort of world where nothing of any reason or sanity makes any sense anymore. We're just going to do whatever the wildest thing we can think of is.
Well, that certainly happened in this legislative session. And, of course, part of what's going on here is that they are not spending their money. They are spending
our money.
That makes our money. That makes a big difference when it's somebody else's money. So what they've done here is every single employee of the Minnesota legislature, and there's a lot of them, is going to get an automatic $1,500 increase to his or her base salary. Okay, automatic $1,500 increase.
Wow.
Then, on top of that, they get a 9.25% raise, the 9.25% being based on their newly increased salary, right? So it's actually more than that. And on top of that, every employee of the Minnesota legislature will be eligible for another 3.25% of a merit-based increase. So, you know, 12.5% raise on top of the $1,500 bump. Now, most people, most of the time, do not get bumps followed by 12.5% raises. And then the legislators are giving themselves a 30% increase in their per diem. Now,
wow.
The per diem, you might think, well, per diem, if somebody's coming down from Crookston, you know, you ought to get mileage paid.
Right.
You have to stay in a motel. He's got to go out and eat dinner. Yeah, right.
Sure.
Okay. They already pay that. Okay. They already pay mileage. They already pay housing. The per diem is basically just covering meals, and it applies to everybody, not just the guy from Crookston. So, you live in Eagan, you know, you're now going to get $86 a day on top of your salary. And most legislators in Minnesota come away with about $10,000 to $12,000 in per diem payments on top of a salary of $48,250. And now that per diem is going up by 30%. You know, so it's really just, it's more money. You know, it's just more money for legislators. They also get a communications budget of $200 a month. They don't have to spend it on communications. They just get it. That's another $2,400 a year. So at the same time that our legislators are blowing an $18 billion surplus and increasing our taxes, they are dramatically increasing the salaries of their own employees and enriching themselves with a 30% increase in per diem payments.
Now, this goes across both sides of the aisle, right? I can't imagine any conservative is going along with this, or is this part of the one where they're going, oh, hey, we get a raise? All right, I guess so. Sure, we'll vote for that one. How's that going down party lines?
Well, this is something that goes through the rules committees. So this post-session development. The House Rules Committee sets salaries of House employees, likewise in the Senate with the Senate Rules Committee. So the House Rules Committee has voted on this, and to their credit, the Republicans did oppose it. It's going on now to the Senate Rules Committee. They have not yet voted, and we are in the process right now of putting up a web page where people can email the Senate Rules Committee, Senate leadership, I think House leadership as well, and express their opposition. You know, if we don't get a tax cut with an $18 billion surplus, you guys shouldn't be getting a raise.
You think? What business gets to do that? In this economic times and where we're at, this is atrocious. I mean, this is awful. I can't come up with enough words to just despise this. It's unreal.
Well, you know, our polling indicates that 59% of Minnesotans disapprove. If you look at it as a totality, what do you think of this legislative session in 2023? Our polling finds, I think it was 38% approve of what the Minnesota legislature has done, 59% disapprove. The disapproval is way higher on some things. I mean, increasing license tab fees,
yeah,
that's 81% disapproval, right? And so Minnesotans don't like this. They don't like the fact that the legislature went on a spending spree and blew an $18 billion surplus. And I'm pretty sure that they're not going to like the fact that at the tail end, what do the legislators do? Oh, let's give ourselves and our staffs pay increases.
Wow. Well, that allows me to pivot a bit into, if you go to AmericanExperiment.org, which is John and the team's website at Center for the American Experiment, there's a new article posted with John Phelan, the economic consequences of the Minnesota legislative session. And that's a deal you've got coming up with John. I wish I could get there on Wednesday. I'm sure it's going to be awesome up in Hibbing. But give a little rundown of what Mr. Phelan's going to talk about on Wednesday in Hibbing.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a topic that we're going to continue talking about through the summer. We're planning right now our summer tour. We're going to hit 20 cities around the state of Minnesota. And we'll be talking about what was done in the legislative session, but part of it will be the economic consequences. So one of the things that John Phelan points out is that we had a big tax increase here in Minnesota in 2014, and every year since that big tax increase, our economic growth has been below average, okay, below the national average.
Yep.
We're up to, like, what, eight years in a row of below average economic growth. That obviously has to do with the fact that our taxes are way too high, our spending is out of control, and our state, to be honest, has got a lousy business climate. I mean, it's just bad. And the legislature had a tremendous opportunity in this session, operating with an $18 billion surplus, to address those issues. And, you know, our polling indicates that 60% of Minnesotans believe that our personal income tax rates are too high. 60%. 3% say, oh, I think our taxes should be higher. So the legislature in this session ignored the 60% and catered to the radical fringe, the 3%, and raised our taxes. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So the economic consequences are very bad. You know, every year we see more people leaving Minnesota than coming into Minnesota.
Yep.
And we see that Minnesota loses residents on a net basis at every income level from $50,000 on up. You know, it's a middle class exodus from the state of Minnesota, and
yep,
it's not retirees. I mean, some of them are retirees, but it's every age group, and young people are one of the age groups that we're losing the most.
Well, and it's like one thing about living up here is you have to want it. You know, it's almost like a survival. I lived down south and southwest for about 12 years, John. I still have friends in the wintertime. They see me in January, February, like, why do you live there? I say, to prove I can. You know, so it's kind of a survival mission. So when you're up here to keep people, to, you know, help people to stay here, they see the warm weather, they take a couple trips to Florida or Texas or Arizona, and they're like, ah, I'm out. I'm not going to do winter anymore. Now you have that, which is a natural kind of a element that just pushes people away that don't like winter. Then you pile on with all of this other nonsense. Then you pile on with the abortion stuff. You pile on with the transgender care. And it's at some point you go, not only is the weather not as nice as I'd like to live in the wintertime, they've gone completely off the rails on Minnesota nice. It's just gone.
Yeah, I'm not sure how nice it is either as far as that goes. But here's
right,
the thing. Minnesota is not one of the states that's creating a lot of good jobs. People move for all kinds of reasons, weather, family is probably number one. But one of the consistent reasons year after year after year why people go to a particular place is it's where they got the best job.
You bet.
That's why we're losing young people. It's not, they're not fleeing the cold. They're taking the best job offer they got, and that's generally not in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And as long as we've got the fifth highest personal income taxes in the country, the third highest corporate income tax rate, along with sales taxes, property taxes, and everything else, no one is coming to Minnesota to start or expand a business. And the businesses that are already in Minnesota, for the most part, are not expanding here. If they expand, they're going to expand in South Dakota or Iowa or Nebraska or Tennessee or South Carolina or
right,
Texas. We've seen a lot of corporate expansion out of Minnesota into Texas. So the most fundamental thing that's going on, in my opinion, is that there are some states out there that are creating enormous numbers of good, high-paying jobs. Florida, Texas, Tennessee, South Carolina,
yep,
Utah. Some obvious, South Dakota on a smaller scale, smaller state. But those are some states that are creating a lot of good, high-paying jobs. We're not. You know, Minnesota's in the bottom half in economic growth. And the reason is we're in the bottom half, of worse than that. You know, we're near the bottom in creating good, high-paying jobs.
This is not good numbers for Minnesota. We're talking with John Hinterrocker, Center of the American Experiment. We're just going to touch a little more on some of the other ridiculousness when we wrap up here coming up, as we wrap up What's on Your Mind. There are many things to be critical about in whatever state you live in, but as a resident of the great state, I'm not to the once great state of Minnesota. I'm still with the great state of Minnesota. You can welcome to our nightmare. More with John.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn for Scott Henin, hanging out with listener buddy Justin. New Sound Justin, we call him.
Great bumpers, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I do what I can.
Love STP.
Yeah, rocking on a rocking a little bit on a Friday, you know. Hey, we're brought to you by Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. The one thing you need to know about MyPillow, I could go through all the specials. They're all over the site. He's got buy one, get ones going. He's got 30, 40, 50% off on a number of different items. There's so much there. You know, it started off with a pillow. Now it's blankets and sheets and robes and slippers and different pillows and body pillows and pet pillows and mattress toppers. And the thing you need to know when you go to MyPillow.com is the word Scott. That's it. The name Scott. Scott Henin. Scott's your promo code. That's it. Scott. Your promo code. See what I did there? S-C-O-T-T. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. There's specials under that that the promo code will apply to. But you can shop throughout the site. And when you get to checkout, there's a promo code deal right there. You just put in S-C-O-T-T, Scott, and you'll get the discount, whatever they're applying across the board. It's just that simple at MyPillow.com. And I want to shout out to Mike. I get the emails from the Lindell Legal Fund and what they're doing. They're funding Arizona. They're funding Kerry Lake's battle in Arizona. Don't think for a second that they're not making huge headway there. They've eliminated the tabulation machines. They've finally got the evidence in. There are no more tabulators. They're not going to rely on them. That's an election that was decided by less than 18,000 votes. And Mike, they have 30,000 ballots that have no chain of custody. How does that wash with anybody's legitimate?
Mike's a patriot. I mean,
oh, he is.
This guy has risked his whole company to stand for what he believes in.
Absolutely. Wrapping up with John Hinterrocker from Center for the American Experiment, AmericanExperiment.org. We're just talking about St. Paul. We talked to a rep. We've talked to a number of them. And when they did like this paid family leave thing, they had hundreds of businesses around the state write letters and saying, listen, this is going to crush us. There's no way that we can survive in the present environment we're in, et cetera, et cetera. And John, like Walter Hudson told us, they read all those letters and read all those concerns and voted for it anyway, and they just don't care.
Well, they're childish, is what I would say.
Well, there
they're
you
childish.
Go. Children don't care.
Well, you know, we keep levying taxes. People keep paying them. We're fat, dumb, and happy. You know, what do we need businesses for? What do we need jobs for? What do we need residents for? You know, and they look at it and they say, hey, so far, if you're a legislator, you know, if you're a liberal, this is working fine for us.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, lights are going out all across the state of Minnesota. We're steadily becoming a poorer state. We're steadily becoming a less desirable state. You know, we almost lost a congressional seat after the last census. If there had been 82 more people born in the state of New York, we would have lost that seat and they would have kept it. That's how close it was. Then when they did the recalculation, they do the House of Representatives allocation based on those initial numbers. But then they went back and they did a recalculation and it turned out we actually should have lost one of our 8 congressional seats.
Right.
We are not a state that's growing. We're not a state that's growing economically. We are not a state that people around the country look at and say, hey, Minnesota, there's a place I'd kind of like to be.
Right.
It's the opposite.
Sad.
And until our policies change, those facts are not going to change.
Just heartbreaking, you know, having born and raised here, moved away for a while, realized how beautiful it was. And, now, you know, and I'm a rockin' cow, you know, resident. I don't know that we'll ever be able to outvote the metro and the population centers of this state, but I remain hopeful. If you go to AmericanExperiment.org, John Hinterrocker and his team, they've got 3 events. The one coming up on the 14th next week is that one in Hibbing. And then the 15th next week, going to be in Pearl, I see, launching a chapter in the west central part of the state, huh?
Yeah, we've got chapters, American Experiment chapters around the state. This is a brand new one for the Alexandria, Fergus Falls, northwest, west central
I'm coming.
Area there. And I, so
you're
I'm
over at the cactus,
there.
But
I'm
you're about help. 10, you're about 10 minutes from my house.
Well, you should come.
I'm planning on it. I will, are you going to be there?
Yeah,
I will be there.
I am going to be there. I'm going to jump in my car, drive up and congratulate the new American Experiment chapter. It's an inaugural meeting here in Perham. It's going to be a good party. So, you know, we're all over the state. Don't lose hope. You know, everything, all the terrible things that have come out of this last legislative session, they all happened because the Senate flipped from 34-33 Republican to 34-33 Democrat. And that 34th seat was won by 321 votes.
Right.
I mean, this is a razor thin majority. And our polling indicates that the large majority of people in Minnesota don't like what this legislature has done. So, you know, don't give up. We live to fight another day.
You bet.
And the next cycle, I think, is going to be a whole lot better for us conservatives.
Got to be a happy warrior. Thank you, John Hinterrocker. And again, go to AmericanExperiment.org. And then Thursday in Perham, they've got an event coming up with Riley Gaines as well about women in sports. So that about does it for us. Justin, main man, thanks for hanging out today, buddy.
Yeah.
And
after
I'm going to make you do because I did a an impersonation with the Ronald Reagan earlier for Michael Reagan, and you said you do a killer who?
Well, I do an Arnold one. I could do that real quick.
Yeah.
Go now.
Okay. Like it. Very
I got
good.
Another one. I got one more from one of the advertisers, Lakeland General Store. So Bobby, there's a good friend. Yeah. And if you've ever listened to those commercials like I have, he'll say, "Absolutely, Dave."
Hey, Bob.
Absolutely,
hey,
all
Bob.
The time.
Hey, Bob.
Love him and Jen. So.
Yeah, they have a new shout out to Lakeland. They've got the new location on Highway 10 between Deal and Frazee.
That's right.
So there you go. Yeah, they're good people.
Good place. I just bought a dock from them.
All right. Well, we're going to get up and get out of here. Scotty's back with us on be back with us on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks to Michael Reagan. The book, this is one I got to get for sure. So we're out of here. Have a great weekend. And. Thanks to John Hinterrocker as well. And thank you for hanging out with us. Kevin Flint for Scotty Hammond. Thanks, Justin. We'll see you next time.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know that there are several different types of crop hail insurance policies? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We at Irie Insurance want to help you select a hail policy that will best protect your crops and bottom line from a hailstorm. Give us a call today to schedule a time to meet with an Irie Insurance agent. For our contact information, go to our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.